Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the latest episode of Watching Stuff. I am one of your hosts, Monty Moore, and I'm joined, as always, by both Aaron Ellis and Dusty. Are you guys ready for this?
No.
I had told myself, I watched this opening night in the theater. I've not watched it since. I told myself, maybe it's better this time around. I like the Eternals. This is worse than I remember it.
Yeah. I will say, I won't say, are you ready for this? I'll say, are you ready to get this one over with?
Yes.
About that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, there we go. There's more enthusiasm there.
So we are continuing our mostly weekly episodes, trying to burn through the X-Men saga before Deadpool and Wolverine is out in July. So we are on X-Men Origins Wolverine. This was not good.
It was certainly a movie.
Was it though?
I think by all technicalities it is, but you know.
I remember this was what, 2009, I believe.
Oh man, I have to look it up. It sounds,
or was it?
I thought it was
sounds about right.
We should, might
should have looked that up before we started, huh?
2009.
How about that? I love that we're like immediately starting out in like a Victorian home that looks huge, by the way, for like this time period. Like they were rich as fuck. Like this whole opening scene is very confusing.
Well, he's
unnecessary,
completely unnecessary. Like
the scene where the credits are playing is really good.
Hey guys, I just looked this up. Not to derail us all that, not that, that early. You know who one of the writers for this is?
Who?
David Benioff, who was one of the co-creators of Game of Thrones. So as we saw the later seasons of that one, this is not that surprising all of a sudden.
Well, we have this the answer
walks,
to
this movie walks so Game of Thrones could run.
We have the answer to that meme of what would kill a small Victorian child. It's like whatever Logan has at the beginning of the movie.
The vapors.
He was exposed to flaming hot Cheetos. He's dying.
He opened a LaCroix near him in the same room. the whole opening thing is so fucking weird. It reminds me of like a vampire type of a thing.
Oh yeah.
Like it's very much like the colors, it's kind of blue. Like it very much reminds me like we're watching a Dracula movie. And it's just like the brothers thing.
There's no reason for it. You can start the movie with them as brothers. You don't have to have one of their dad being killed.
Infidelity being the woods are
like, oh,
punished.
Hey, look.
Yeah, like it turned it's into so like dumb. A fucking episode of Jerry Springer or some shit. And it was like, what are we doing here? And the like weird bone claws, which are really disturbing looking.
Oh, listen, I like the bone claws.
I do too. I think the bone claws are badass.
Especially if you look at what they turn into later in this movie. Bone claws look amazing. How the bone claws look so good and the adamantium claws look so bad.
Yeah, I can't wait until we glance over that scene in a little bit, because I mean, this movie had a big budget. It had $150 million budget, so like there's no excuse for some of the bad CGI.
Why didn't they spend more? We've seen the claws look good. We talked about this before. Yeah. We've seen the claws. Why do they spark
the first
when they
X-Men.
Touch? They that touches them all. And they spark. Why do they spark?
They spend it all on like explosions and like stuff like that. Like there are.
I'm
like,
sure they had to pay the actors a ton for this.
True. That's
there's
true.
There's some pretty big names in this. Like Patrick Stewart at the end, he's not credited, but like it's obviously him. So I'm sure they paid him a bunch. He's probably like, I don't want my name on this.
Doesn't
bullshit.
Even barely look like him.
No, it was worse on Kenny Valley than the last time we saw him.
Yeah, the aging looked better in X3. Like, way
and it
better.
Bad.
And it yeah, it was bad.
I mean, I'll say, you know, I'll say some good stuff because it's happening now. The opening credits are incredible.
So yeah, and this is one of, like, probably one of the strongest, like,
Well, cause you get, it's not only like movie. The fact, cause they're running through, what is it? It's I think it's Revolutionary War, Civil War, mm-hmm. World War One. You get Vietnam. Logan smoking a cigar, storming the beaches of Normandy,
right.
And then Vietnam. Like, it's tremendous. And not only do you get like the economy of storytelling in terms of like, you get, they're spanning the ages. You see their bond. You also are seeing like the slow turn of Sabretooth towards like this bloodthirsty guy and the disapproval of Logan. You've got all that character stuff set up without doing any dialogue. Like, this is incredible. This was so good. And then they start talking and everything goes to hell. But it's open.
Yeah.
It's the opening credits set up everything. It's almost like with the Hulk, right? Like,
the prologue, which is the part with the two kids, and it's like really cheesy, especially the look up and scream at the sky, which is one of the worst ones.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So it opens with that and you're like, this doesn't really look good. But then you get to do this part with the credits. You're like, okay, all right, I'm in. Like, this is badass. Like, it's setting up how long these two have been alive, like why they're going to have like such a close relationship through the movie. Like, they've mm-hmm. lived together for and fought in wars for the past 100 years or whatever it is. So like it sets up really well. But
and then looks like he's like about to like potentially rape a woman.
That's definitely what they were implying.
I wasn't sure if I read that correctly. As a female, I perceived that correctly.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they were implying.
I was like, that I was very, that one took me like by surprise. Like, I was like, oh my god, like that's implying, like, especially for 2009, like I just feel like that was almost crossing a line of like, good lord, like they are implying like he is like despicable. Like, that was I was very caught off guard by that.
I like that they kind of set up that they always do this like back-to-back thing when they're fighting, because they do that I think like three more times during the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But The cool thing is that I guess when I was looking up like how this movie started, like what the idea was supposed to be at the beginning, and Liev Schreiber, I guess, gained like 40 pounds for this movie, like, because he worked out with Hugh Jackman. But I saw this video, they were interviewing him, and he thought Hugh Jackman was like also wearing like a suit. Like, he wasn't like actually that huge in any of the movies.
Wow.
And then Hugh Jackman was like, no, you gotta start really training for this.
Damn.
And the Schreiber sees like the final product and he's like, why'd I do this? For what?
Right. At what cost? Gain 40 pounds of muscle? Like, that's brutal. That's so much eating, like you feel like shit all the time, and like then this is what you get out of it.
Well, and he's great in this too, by the way.
He's good
for what he does. Him and Hugh Jackman both, like, for what they're asked to do, they do a really good job. Schreiber especially, like, at the beginning, he's got like the whole like bloodthirsty maniac, but then later kind of like the quiet menacing while still being like Sabretooth. He does such a good job in this. If you compare him to the guy who played Sabretooth in the first X-Men movie, that guy just growled. Like, it's an insane difference.
Who was a glam rock icon
right,
in the first movie.
For sure, in a hairband.
You know, he's good enough where I mean, to the point where like it's going to be weird to see someone else play Wolverine eventually. Like, I would hope he could just keep playing Sabretooth, except he's just too old, so like it won't be him. But well, like,
and in the MCU, he's already isn't he already
a Schreiber? Is he?
Yeah.
Am I blanking on that?
Isn't he Zeus?
No, that's Russell Crowe.
Oh, Russell Crowe. That's right. That's right.
How do you get those mixed up?
Sorry.
I'm a big fan of the running joke of these X-Men movies where Erin doesn't remember what happens in the movies, but apparently now she like has no idea who anyone is.
They look the same. Leave me alone. They kind of look alike.
Oh, man. Wasn't he in that Road Rage movie during COVID?
I don't know.
Well, Schreiber, great in Gladiator. Tremendous in Gladiator.
I were one time, and I haven't seen it again since. And I was like, actually like sick with a fever. Not even kidding.
Well, we're at the part now where we're seeing Wade Wilson, like,
so good.
Oh yeah,
so good.
I didn't know this. He's one of only two characters like in any Marvel movie that got the part without auditioning.
Oh really?
I can see that. I mean, it's perfect.
Do you guys know who the other one was? You don't have to think that hard. Like, don't overthink it.
Wolverine?
No, he had
Iron Man.
I'm gonna say Paul Rudd. I'm gonna say Paul Rudd.
Nope, Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, Nick Fury.
Yeah, you didn't have to audition. They just like, you want to play Nick Fury or not?
Yeah, like we've already created in a comic.
Someone else who I don't like think Daniel actually auditioned in this movie was Will I Am. I don't think he had lines before this movie started.
Oh my!
I don't even think there was an offer. I think he just showed up and
I told like, you guys. Right. I knew he was in this movie. His name is prominent in the credits. As when he showed up in that cowboy hat, I gave an audible what?
Now, to be fair, the character he's playing, that costume is very comic accurate because that's what he looks like in the comics. Like same cowboy hat, but
he's gonna do that. But Wolverine just wearing like a t-shirt and jeans. Like you can't give him a little leeway. That was like,
if anything, this is a testament to how big the Black Eyed Peas actually were.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, right, in 2009. Right? I mean, yeah. You think about it. 2 years later, they were in the Super Bowl. Like,
yeah, like they were like they were running shit for a while. But he is awful. Like, so terrible.
Remarkably bad.
It's, I mean, an
horrible accent. Like line delivery is awful.
And just like the dialogue is just so bad, and just like. And this plot is just makes no fucking sense to me. Like I wrote down in my notes, like none of this makes any sense. Like three different times.
Yeah.
Because it just is so confusing. And the other big question that I have, because there was no multiverse on the table, was this supposed to be canon with everything? No. Okay. Because I think what I have a hard time.
Not canon, with. But they do link it together, obviously, because of that scene at the end.
Like, it's supposed to link to those first X-Men movie, which makes no sense when you think about
Sabretooth. And that's what I mean. And the Sabretooth plus Cyclops, because like, why the fuck? Like,
well, but Cyclops never actually sees him because he got his eyes covered. But right, someone would have mentioned
him, like, oh, this guy with metal claws. Yeah. like, he would fucking
call himself the Wolverine. He was running around.
Right. Like, so that's why, and that's where I also have a very hard time with this because I'm like, none of this makes any sense, especially when you think about. Like, because obviously they like the erasing memory was definitely intended to be like, well, this is how we quote unquote explain why he doesn't know anything from the first movie. So it's like, okay, well, what about all the other loose ends, the 1,000 loose ends, like the sister of the woman that he's in love with doesn't know who he is, apparently, that goes to the school. What happens there? Like,
was it Emma Frost? That's Emma Frost, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's Emma Silver Fox.
Emma Silver Fox. I'm sorry. That's because it's Kayla Silver Fox.
Just happens to have the exact same powers as Emma Frost, but yeah, that's not her.
She was adopted.
They look nothing alike. Those women look nothing like each other.
I literally forgot Charlie from Lost was in this. I was like, oh.
You
like
mean have Mary from Lord of the Rings?
I knew him from Lost first, though.
They have all these people with like very specialized powers. Like, hey, can you make this elevator go up? Hey, this light bulb went out. Can you
hit the button?
I wrote down, imagine dying and having Circus Freak Murdered be your headline. You're like, like, he holds up that newspaper. I'm like, oh, this poor guy.
It's his face front page.
This scene, though,
we loved him.
This scene with so Ryan bad. Reynolds and the swords is actually really cool. Yeah, and like, there's no way they're not going to call back to him doing some of these in Deadpool and Wolverine. Like,
yeah, you have to think that they're for sure gonna like talk about just this experience, like
specifically that one part where he cuts the bullet in half and then kills two people with it. That's coming back. We're gonna see that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the best like scene in like the whole movie, right? Well, there also, we just got
one of the other things I wrote in my notes about this is, aside from the scenes with Ryan Reynolds where he, I should specify, where Ryan Reynolds has a mouth. This movie is so deadly serious. There is no, outside of Ryan Reynolds, there is zero humor in this entire thing. So when he's gone, everything's deadly serious, and it's the dumbest stuff. It's like they're deadly serious of the dumbest stuff you've ever heard in your life. It is. It's remarkable how serious it is. There's no laughs, not even going for laughs for the vast majority of this movie. It's insane.
And I think it's funny that they put this scene like in Nigeria because like, so like what the metal they're finding, like that's supposed to be vibranium. Like they don't say it.
Oh, but, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because adamantium is just vibranium and steel together.
Did not know that. So, no one's explained that in these movies. So that is
that's why, like,
that's Monty's favorite metal.
There we go. Exactly.
Right, that's a callback.
Like so there's no Wakanda, so what they use Nigeria, right? And but the cool thing is that the actor, I don't have his name pulled up, I probably should, that plays like the warlord guy that they take it from, he is the voice of T'Chaka in like the Avengers.
Oh, cartoon. Really?
So he plays Black Panther in an animated series. So they think that's kind of cool that they go out of their way that far to like make it an Easter egg.
That is cool.
That's about the only Easter egg I have, though.
Can I tell you my least favorite part of dialogue in this entire movie? I think.
Which one? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of parts, so this has got to be real bad.
It's when Wolverine says something about like, he says, "Come on, Bub," and he goes, "You just call me Blob."
And then they fight for some reason.
Like, you just call me Blob.
Who wrote this?
And then they fight to get information. He's like, "I'll fight you for information." I'm like, "What the fuck is happening?"
What? But they still seem to be friends afterwards. And Will.i.am like leaves his gym. He's like, "I'm going with you to New Orleans because I don't want to run my gym anymore." It's so that scene is so remarkably stupid.
My favorite dialogue is when he when the old couple lets the old man finds him naked in the barn, and he said, "Yeah. Here, I will, and he's like, "Thank you for, like, giving me clothes." And he's like, "Yep, couldn't let you out there to freeze." And then he, like, tells him to sleep in the barn. I'm like, all right.
Got a jacket now. Yeah. I love that scene. That's one of the scenes I wrote down. If someone were to look at my notes out of context, they were like, "Lock this man up." It's like, my note says, "It's hysterical how fast those old people are killed." You assume
that was jarring.
You assume he's going to be there for, like, a couple days, a week,
right?
Recover. They're dead by breakfast. That old lady's gunned down while holding breakfast the next morning.
Like,
I legitimately laughed out loud.
Logan learned from that scene because, like, that's have you guys both seen Logan?
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, I guess this is technically like a spoiler. I won't spoil it, no, because it's a pretty big part in the movie, so
yeah.
I'm not gonna spoil it. But yeah, no, really, really bad. Like, they clearly were only doing it because, like, here's how Wolverine got his motorcycle jacket.
Right.
Now shoot him. Like, you couldn't have just found the jacket? Like,
that lady, that lady is shot in the gut and the old man gunned down seconds
like,
later.
It's in, like, slow motion, too. It's like, Jesus Christ.
They really need to shoot her with, like, a 50 cal round?
Like, they blow up the barn. Like, those old people, they're never going to make it out of here.
That's what they survive. Spent their budget on. Was
you
like
think
all
he's
going to
be out equipment. There for a week, like, baling hay and helping
right,
him fix
learning
up the
lessons.
House?
I wanted to see. Yeah. I wanted to see the claws be used like a pitchfork, and he's baling hay with them.
Like, just like it would look like him chopping the ladder in New Orleans. That's
my god.
Yep. That I think is the worst scene when he chops the ladder down and then
so much of this is
Gambit, and then
so much of this, like, is bad green screen.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Right. Like this part right here, like when they show, like when they're standing in front of the mountain, that was not there. That mountain was not there.
It is terrible for sure.
No, that everything with Gambit, which sucks because Gambit's such a dope character, and
it's a good actor that they used to play him too.
What's Gambit's power?
Exactly? Oh, he can like energize things.
Yeah, he can energize objects. Like
that's like when he throws the cards, he basically is putting energy into the cards,
yeah,
throwing the card, then exploding, turning it into.
Got
a
it. So it's not exclusively the cards that he has like
no,
a connection.
He can do
to.
It
it's
with anything.
Like that's
he his... just he always carries cards because like it's basically an easy weapon to carry a whole bunch.
Right. Got it.
But yeah, that's. I was like, Gambit's finally gonna be in the movie. Oh no!
Yeah. We ruined it. No, the scene of the ladder is like brutal because he cuts down the bottom of it, so he like already cuts it. And then Gambit like jumps off of it or something. I can't remember. I watched this movie like 2 weeks ago and he like then like continues to like chop at it. I'm like, you got him. Like, calm the fuck
you
down.
You can like, almost hear so him saying, like, as he's doing it, you can almost hear him saying, chop, 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 chop. It's so dumb.
Because, yeah, the actor they got for, because Taylor Kitsch, this was like the height of his popularity because he was like the main guy in Friday Night Lights, right?
He did Battleship around this.
Battleship.
Same time. Yeah.
John Carter, remember that?
John Carter. I feel like it's the second week in a row we've talked about John Carter. I'm thinking about it.
I was as excited to see Gambit as I was to see Wolverine again. I was like, I as a big fan of the X-Men cartoon, like Gambit was one of the best characters in that. So
well,
like,
that later run of comics, kind of leading up to that stuff as well. He was such an awesome character in those comics. Like it's how they battle, they bungled that character so badly, like they've never brought him back. He has never seen the light of day again outside of the cartoon.
Gotta watch X-Men 97. They're giving him.
I haven't started yet. I need to get on that.
Like, they're doing such a good job in that show of all the X-Men that are good in comics that, like, this collective series of movies ruined. They're all, like, fixing them or getting them back to what people should think about them in X-Men 97.
There's a moment. I'm just going to name. I got all my notes are just dumb moments. There's
dump them.
When Logan has a nightmare and his girl Kayla's like, out of bed, and he's like, oh, did I hurt you? And she shows his arm. It's a cat scratch. They are three tiny scratches. Clearly could not have come from the spacing of his claws. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry I did this to you. Like, did no one think about how this would look?
Anything? On a person? No, like, they didn't make it in scratch? This movie.
Meanwhile, he stabbed Rogue directly in the gut. full-blown impale.
That was through the chest. That was like coming out of his shoulder.
Yeah.
Did I scratch you?
She's like, oh, a little, it doesn't hurt that bad. It's just the three tiny little scratches on her. He didn't do anything to you.
I like the cool little fact that, like, not only is Dominic Monaghan's character like powering everything in his trailer, he's powering the whole carnival.
They should give him a better trailer.
Right.
Yeah.
If this is what he's doing.
Hey, he's a circus freak.
Seriously. Yeah, I was going to say, at the very least, put a better obituary out there
for beloved entertainer found dead.
I don't even know why.
Murder.
Yeah, I don't even know why. I didn't even think about that until Aaron brought it up.
I circus thought about that. I was like, Jesus Christ.
not even like freak show performer.
No, like, but
he's not in a freak show. He's at a carnival. He's just running a carnival booth. That's like, right. For all they know, he's just like, I guess you're a weight
guy.
Like,
he's just a guy.
Yeah, but they made sure to make that the word freak in all caps on that front.
All he did was like, hey, how do I light this light bulb up? Like, circus freak murdered.
Subhuman scumbag. Real excited gets proper justice.
Unloved man found dead.
The thing that nobody wanted.
cast off dead in his own blood. How about that?
I was a real masochist, so I looked at like what were some of the deleted scenes for this movie, and in that scene where Wolverine decides like I've had enough of this or whatever, and he throws his dog tags down, they were supposed to have like a young Storm be like in that village.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they're like just like the way they kind of just drop in a young Cyclops, although he actually has like speaking lines or whatever. This was really supposed to be like a 6 to 8 year old white like girl with like white hair and like lightning like strikes behind her like up off in the distance or whatever, which would have been cool.
I'll tell you what I love about that scene is that they say we can't just let you walk away, and then they let him walk away.
I was like, why didn't he kill him? That's what I wrote down. I was like, why didn't they kill him?
There's like, so many moments like that in this movie. It's like, we can't let you walk away, and then
it was basically like he was supposed to.
Couldn't have left you out there to freeze. Now sleep in the bar tonight.
Like, we can't just let you walk away, can we?
He has some point where Logan's talking to Stryker about going after Victor or Sabretooth, and he says something like, he's like, there will be no laws. There will be no rule of order. Like, you were working on an unlicensed squad with that dude. Like, right. There has never been rules. You don't need to specify this.
I will say the scene of him getting the adamantium on him is great. Like, is so
good. You asked where the money went? All
that. Oh, yeah. That scene is... lovely. It's lovely. It's brutal, but like it looks really good.
Aaron, I think you mentioned it because you watched this last week before about how closely they nailed, like, it is, it's the same look, it's the same escape that we get in those flashbacks. So I like how faithfully they kind of tied it into
the only thing they tied to the original movie was that scene. Everything else they're like,
that whole and that whole scene still holds up. It's really good. Like there's just like the right amount of slow-mo. Although I think it's funny that he's like, wipe his memories. He's like, I think he heard you. Like, okay, first of all, if that's all you have to do, if you could do it while he's like under, like in the tank, like how did they know it was going to work with a bullet? Like, if they thought he had to be hooked up to all the machines and stuff still.
Listen, are we going down this road?
Are we talking about this?
We don't have to go there yet.
Let's do it. Okay. Because so, someone who wrote this movie thinks that all the brain does is hold memories.
Okay, so that whole scene, he shoots like 3 or 4 times. And only like all, and it has to be a precise shot. And he is like running away and shooting like wildly, and he hits him like in the bot, like in his body. And then it's like, why did you think you were gonna have to place this bullet like in a very precise place? Like, how the fuck? Well,
and a science
shoot the specific memory.
The most sciencey they get is they say they have no way of knowing this. By the way, the brain will heal, but the memories will not. First of all, no, not how the brain works. They don't shoot him anywhere near. I looked this up to get all sciencey. The hippocampus is where they believe memories are stored, which is closer to the base of the brain. They shoot him twice, kind of next to each other, but kind of not towards the top of his brain. Like, they hit something like, now he all can't walk anymore.
Yeah, all they did is like turn him into a sociopath.
Yeah.
Like, they got rid of his like empathy emotion.
Well, and you know what's really frustrating? So originally what was supposed to... The reason he was supposed to like lose his not remember things is because he was supposed to be so like overwhelmed, stressed out, whatever you want to call it, by losing Silver Fox, that like his brain, like, you know how your brain actually works. We go through something traumatic and it like represses it. It like makes you forget it. And yeah, like it, the way the brain actually works, but in
right,
in,
like trauma, they were like blacking itself out.
Yeah, but they were worried. They were worried about like, they didn't necessarily want to do like war PTSD, because that's like, for a movie that tries to be very serious, they thought that was like,
even though the man has been through literally every war,
even though they teased that Sabretooth was gonna rape a woman,
yes,
this was too serious.
So instead of going that route, which would have made sense and like actually given it some weight, they're like, yeah, I'll just shoot him with a special bullet.
They have explained that, though, I guess would have been like, they would have needed to add like another scene. Like,
well, I mean, he's already having nightmares and stuff. So, like, yeah, then after she gets killed, he can, like, you know, like, be just
this,
like, he wakes
this was
up.
The
forgetting...
event that was too much for him. This is what broke.
I'm just
him
saying, it would be hard to portray without him having a conversation with someone.
I don't know, Aaron. You could replace it with the scene of him getting shot in the memories. That's if you want to place.
I'm not saying this is the better way. I am just saying, what would have made the most fucking sense is if they somehow quote unquote captured him and
shot
then they
in
erased,
the memories.
And then they actually like erased his memory somehow. Like, there was so many ways that could have gone about this. Shooting wildly while you were running away from the guy and it being placed in the perfect spot.
Where the memory gun.
Well, what I mentioned to you guys before too, like that, those bullets didn't come out. They're still lodged in his brain.
Yeah,
he has bullets, two fairly large bullets in his brain.
Just no wonder he's always pissed off. He's got to have the worst headaches of all times. A bullet in his brain.
You can't do surgery. You cannot penetrate the skull. Like, those things are just in there now. That's right. Just how he lives.
I do think that the Agent Zero is the perfect like asshole character that you just are waiting to get killed.
Everything he does looks so dumb. He does the flip at the beginning over the gate that looks remarkably awful. He shoots, when you talk about earlier, he shoots Wolverine's cigar out of his mouth, and it looks like one of those where you take a picture and then you immediately take a picture like afterwards of like the thing exploded.
Yes.
Like, it looked like a weird bit
the Looney
of stop motion the way they shot that.
It does that stupid gun like reload thing where he like pulls them out.
Yeah,
and so bad.
It takes 30 seconds to show that scene.
I don't know what I was gonna go with next. There's so many things, there's so many notes. So Silver Fox is a real character.
Yes.
Correct? Okay.
Yes.
And her power is what exactly? Just like she can like kind of brainwash people.
Kind of
or
what
like,
it is here. Like, it's okay. Basically influence.
She can influence.
Yeah, if she's okay, touching you, she can influence you.
Got it.
Yeah.
She can influence me. I'm just kidding.
Her powers are listed as the removal of consent.
Is that serious?
No.
Oh.
But technically, that's what she's
wrong.
Doing.
Not wrong. Yeah.
These lumberjacks are terrible. by the way. They're cutting trees straight through. There's the chainsaws don't work that way.
They should have hired some of the those guys. Remember on ESPN2, they used to have those like lumberjack games. They should have just had people from those do that because those people are great.
They've got like instead of these, no, there's no angles here. He's chopping through a big tree and he's just cutting straight through in a straight line with a chainsaw. He's like, well, there it goes. We're done now.
Yeah, it just stands up. Like it doesn't even fall. There's no way.
It's just like chop with his little claws. Chop, chop, chop. Cuts it down.
So I did think it was a pretty good twist. Like I didn't know that like she didn't actually die. Like that I thought was like pretty well done. Like I for sure was like, oh yeah, he's here to kill her for sure.
They sell it. They sell it well.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
I didn't at any point think that she was still alive, so I thought that was a pretty good one of the few things they handled well.
The holding the body and screaming up at the sky is worse this time around.
Yes.
Than even when he was 8 years old.
Yeah.
And even way more worse acting. At least the first one was a kid, so.
Well, you know when they were like writing and directing this, you're like, oh, you're gonna do it just like when you were a kid. It's gonna be so good. Like it's gonna look like artistic. It's gonna be so beautiful.
A powerful moment. It'll be a powerful moment. Yeah.
Like I'm very thankful that Hugh Jackman kept like wanting to play this character after this movie. Because I mean this was not quite as bad as like Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern or anything. Mm-hmm. Like this was bad. Like,
pretty, I don't know. I've not looked at Rotten Tomatoes. It was pretty universally panned when this came out. I remember, like, this was not a well received movie.
Somehow on IMDb, it's a 6.5 out of 10, which is an absolute joke.
It's a 38% critics review on Rotten Tomatoes.
Those are still too high.
58% audience, which is pretty low for audience reviews on X-Men. Because I feel like audience reviews are always like, if even if the movie's bad, they can easily be like 80%. Like,
yeah, like I 68. Like I said, this was 150 mil to make, but it made 373 mil. So like, it was far from a flop. And
I want to know how much of that came the first weekend.
Yeah. It is kind of shocking because we talked about this a little last week. I mean, the plans were to make other X-Men Origins movies.
Right. And
this one they did not. I always assumed
Gambit was supposed to be next.
Well, I assumed it was supposed to be a flop, but if it didn't flop financially, it's kind of shocking we didn't get another one, I guess. But maybe critically it did bad enough. They're like, the next one will flop, and so it's not worth taking that chance.
And one good thing that came out of how bad this was, though, is the outcry and backlash and criticism for how bad like Deadpool was done in this movie.
Oh, you mean the merc with the mouth, Monty? The merc with the mouth that they took his mouth away?
I know. I wrote down that he ended up giving me like a gimp vibe. I thought he
I don't think we get these new Deadpool movies without how bad they did him wrong.
No, I don't
think
we do. No.
Yeah. Because there was just such a call to like fix the character.
Right.
That they were like, and how good of a job Ryan Reynolds did in this.
Well, and Ryan Reynolds leaned into that too. And I know he liked the Deadpool character. And so he was like, all right, let's do this right. And so without the support for like, hey, the Wade Wilson stuff was awesome. And then without Ryan Reynolds pushing so hard to get another shot at this, because I think he essentially made his own fan film and sent it to Marvel to get Deadpool made.
He had like that first video that dropped like on YouTube or whatever. Like,
oh yeah,
he had that costume made. Like it was that, like that was his audition, but not to play the character. It was to get them to pick up and make the movie. Cause like, again, he's got the part no matter what, but he was just like, this movie can be made. Like it can be done well. And that's one reason that Deadpool 2016, I think was the first one.
Yeah.
It was just so good because like that was a love letter to a character movie.
That was like, you get these movies. I mean, we've gone through so many of these now. You get these movies where they clearly understand the character. They understand the source material. There's very few that do it better than that first Deadpool movie. Like that first Deadpool movie is so much this is who that character is. Like they understood exactly who it was when they made it. And they just leaned into everything that made that character kind of who that character was.
And that's what this was supposed to be for Wolverine. Yeah. And it just was not like they did have all the goodwill that they had built up in these last three movies with him. Like he took a huge step back in terms of like caring about this character after this movie.
Well, they even, okay, I've not thought about it until now. It's called X-Men Origins Wolverine, right? So it's like you're getting a feel for who the character is. Mm-hmm. But by the end of the movie, they've shot him and he's not the character he was. So like we understand who he was.
Metal. That's the only difference between the beginning and the end is he has
which
metal
is like 3 minutes of the movie. That's all you get. Like this doesn't inform who he becomes at all because he doesn't remember what happened.
God, and we didn't.
It gets worse the more I think about it.
What? And
we didn't talk about the most ridiculous action scene though. Where he's on the motorcycle and he's like using the claws to freaking turn, and then he jumps off and like sticks his arm straight up and slices the blades of the helicopter
with this like, metal that he just like, got. Although I guess he's used to using his claws.
Like, come on, get out of here with that, like.
I don't know. I really like the action scene when he leaves that laboratory at the end and then he comes back without a shirt.
That's right.
Yeah.
Is that why he left? Like they all were like, oh, he's out of here. But it's like, no, I just wanted to put my shirt back in the car. Like what happened? Just none of this makes any sense. Like,
No. I don't think any scene connects to the scene before it.
It's like they shot like a bunch of different scenes that are like with different, like, I don't know. It's like 20 different directors, like,
I also like when
film scenes, and then they're like, let's put them together.
When Stryker's getting choked out here, he's like, I swear on my son's life, like, well, you know, he doesn't mean shit.
I love how much they linger on his little frozen son with his little eyes. Oh, and the with, like, I remember this guy.
Did you see it? Hey, did you guys see the eyes?
I will say that one of the few things as near as I can tell that they maybe put thought into is like, so the final fight scene is on Three Mile Island, right?
Yeah.
And they're basically like, there wasn't a problem with the nuclear reactor. It was a Deadpool.
I was wondering if that's what that was supposed to be.
It's gotta be. They're standing on top of the same reactor. Right. And if you place the time, cause that like the problem started around like 4 a.m. with like the full kind of meltdown, like the emergency call was like shortly before 7 a.m. That's roughly the time of day this seems to be taking place. It's like in the early morning hours. They put research into making sure they got that part right. They're on the same reactor. It's the right time of day. They put none of that thought into anything else.
I didn't even think about that.
I do like how comic booky they let that part be though. And he's like, his head is spinning around, just shooting. I was like, okay, they're willing to get at least silly with it. Cause that's why would the eyes still be shooting out?
Here's my question. If he's got Ryan Reynolds has the swords in his arms, can he bend at the elbow? I don't think
because adamantium can't bend.
No, those suckers are like up to his shoulder. Like he just
So how does he bend his arms at all?
maybe it's like those little lightsabers that you have where it like goes into itself. Like, you know, those little plastic ones. Yeah.
It sounds like
like a camping cup. But like an adamantium sword. That's a good point.
It sounds like what somebody said was, you know what would be cool? Arm swords. Fuck yeah, put that in there. Yeah, right. Real arm swords.
You know, one scene I did really like, we're coming up on it, I think, is when they have the x-ray of Wolverine and his claws are coming out and you see the knuckles rearranging.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's cool. A
really cool shot.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, I feel like when he was like erecting his claws, it's like way more graphic in this one.
Except for the bathroom scene, because
you don't call it erecting? What do you call it?
Just evacuating.
They're spurting out.
My boyfriend doesn't like when I call it erecting a lightsaber. He finds it uncomfortable.
Every time he hits his claws against each other, I think they go ting ting. Ting, ting,
ting. and they literally like. When we talk about things like not looking realistic because they don't have any weight to them, it looks like they're like styrofoam.
Yeah,
in that part when he's just like moving his hand around, like they don't look like
they should be very close heavy. To
real.
Yeah,
that's what like in the theater, like he's got him in the mirror. I think it's like the first time you get a good look at him, and he
yeah
they come out of the mirror and you're like, oh my, that's what they look like. Why do they look like that here?
Right. Like, they look better in this scene when he's fighting
everybody
in the room, like when he escapes. Like, they look much better. And obviously they're not like zoomed in, but like they, I don't understand how that got through.
It looks so many quality control. It looks like a CGI placeholder. It looks like a cartoony. The effects aren't finished yet. This will maybe go in the trailer, but we have not finalized the effects yet. That's what that looks like. And they just forgot to go back and do it.
You mentioned the ting, ting, ting noise. Do you think they all make like a different note so he could like play like songs on them? Like a xylophone?
I hope so. If he could, like, if they could, he would definitely figure it out because he's been alive for a long time. So even after the events of this movie, I'm sure he had some
downtime. He'll be the next circus freak that's murdered.
He just plays dueling banjos.
But they're all different sizes, so I feel like, that's definitely.
I want to shout out. There's an actress in the scene when he's getting adamantium, and she's the nurse. She shows up a couple times in this movie. I don't think she has a line. The most empathetic looking nurse for someone who's injecting metal into someone else.
Oh, I know.
Every scene, she's like, she cares so much, and she hopes he's okay. And like her eyes, and she's just like, you realize what you're doing to this person.
Oh, you're like, killing him.
Not a place for empathy. How'd you get here? Who brought you here?
Well, and to your point about the now erases memory, like, I feel like they could have discussed that. Like, all of this seemed to happen where they were like, we've got 5 minutes. Like, but it's like, why was this so rushed? But it's like, you could have just like discussed this in a different room. Like,
yeah, put the plan in place. Happens.
Like, okay, after
pull them aside place, before you enter. Yeah. right.
It's like, they're like, oh, I forgot to mention part of this huge ass expensive procedure is wiping his memory.
They just didn't think it was going to work. They assumed he was going to die. So like, we don't have to plan for afterwards. He's not going to make it.
Right. Yeah. Some of the dialogue was really bad, especially towards the end. Like, nobody killed you but me. It's like, shut up. Shut up.
Shut up, bro.
Yeah, and brothers look out for each other. Like, okay, where the fuck have you been for 30 years then?
Did you guys know? So, like, obviously this is, like, Weapon X, right? So, like, Wolverine's Weapon X, and then Deadpool is Weapon 11. Do you guys know who some of the other weapons are in the comics?
Is Lady Deathclaw, right?
And Steve Rogers is Weapon 1.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
And, like, one of them is Man-Thing from, I don't know if you guys watched Werewolf by Night.
Yeah,
he was. I think he was like Weapon 4 or 5 or something like that. And then there's some other like super random ones.
What a lazy ass
Man-Thing.
The same guy who wrote the circus freak headline.
He really phoned it in that day.
He's kind of like a man, but also a thing. That's like Jack. That's Jack Kirby at his desk going, I don't know. Just Man-Thing. I get out of here. I don't know.
It's the guy that probably like thought of the name Spider-Man, and he's like, yeah, that's so good. That's so good. And then he's like, just can never get it back. So he's just going too literal. And then he's like, man.
What if there's a man who's also a thing? I love it. I love it so much. Sold. Let's do it. Was that before or after Swamp Thing? The DC Swamp Thing? Did they just legitimately just get rid of Swamp and put Man?
I think Man Thing might have been first.
Okay, Swamp Thing's a better name.
It definitely is. they looked at Man Thing and they're like, oh, this is terrible. We can do better.
Let's just steal the character, but give it a slightly better
name. Okay, so Swamp Thing first appeared in 1971. And Man Thing.
Do you think they had one of those needles in his pee-pee?
I'm making sure I'm
bone in there, Aaron. We've talked about this. No,
still, they could have just put metal in it.
We have been over this.
I'm making sure I put Marvel after I Google Man Thing.
They could have put metal in it.
I'm not going to Google that without Marvel,
Aaron. Why would, like, just for fun?
For her pleasure.
It'd be so heavy.
Okay, wait. Man Thing also appeared in 1971.
Oh, what? Now we need months.
Okay, so the Man Thing first appeared in May of 71. Swamp Thing 71. July. So Mandango was first.
And they were like, we can do but we can.
They legitimately just stole the exact same character design, throw some moss on him, and threw a swamp in front of there. Yeah, that's
no exactly one will that. Care if we call him Swamp Thing because that's actually cool sounding.
Right. Man Thing. Can't wait for Thing Thing to come out.
That's what she said.
That's what happens when the claws come out. You know,
that's
thing,
where
thing
babies come from.
When the Anantum PP comes out. that's weapon 11, thing thing.
is that thing from Adam's family? With a thing?
Two of them.
It's his clone. Just we don't know what to call
the
him.
Left
thing
hand.
Two? No.
It's
thing
the two. Left hand and the right hand.
We didn't talk about the post-credit scenes. You guys watch the post-credit scene?
Yes.
When Deadpool has a mouth. Yes. And he's reaching for his head and he goes, shh. Yes. I don't know that I saw that in the theater. That is
bad.
Such a bad, bad scene.
Bad.
Yeah.
Why did he have a mouth all of a sudden? First of all,
got sliced open in the fall. The nuclear, I don't know, explosion blew that open.
Yeah, well, it's like maybe he cut it open with his claws, but like, well, he's just grabbing for his head now.
Yeah,
he didn't get there first.
He'd have done that immediately. Why wouldn't with his sword been like, all right, cut his mouth open?
I guess he had like the, at that point, he's waiting on the DOS commands attack.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah, that's the other thing. They're controlling him via like command prompt.
Well, and it's like the laziest. There was like attack man. Like, yes, sir. Gotcha, sir. That could be anyone. He could be attacking.
Right.
Anyone.
He could kill you.
You have to be more specific here, brother. He didn't have a mouth. The biggest thing is like he didn't have a mouth, and now he has a mouth, and there's no explanation. Like, they're clearly queuing up a sequel. I don't know that I've ever seen it. And I was like, why did they make this? Why is this here? For what purpose is this here? And the other thing is, it's what Stryker being taken away from questioning. He's like, oh, because you murdered the general. What does that have to do with anything?
No, yeah.
There's no reason.
Nothing at all. I mean, the best thing that's going to end up coming out of this movie is, you know, this is going to be the most referenced movie in Deadpool versus Wolverine. Because, like, I mean, this, it was, Marvel likes to fix its mistakes and like, poke fun at themselves. And Ryan Reynolds is Ryan Reynolds, like, right. Is like, they are going to tear this movie to shreds in Deadpool.
Was it the end of Deadpool? The end of the first Deadpool when he's like fixing his mistakes?
Second one. Where he's time traveling. Okay. Yeah. Where he shoots himself reading the Green Lantern script.
I haven't seen that one, so I can't wait to get to that.
Sorry.
Yeah. Apologies. It's all right. No worries. Yeah, I think that's what I'm most excited about is just to see, because like we know that they're going to talk about it, and I really hope that we could see Gimp Ryan Reynolds again. Like, I hope he actually dresses up like the Gimp. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know what to call him. I don't want to call him Deadpool.
No, I think that's right. I think that's the Gimp.
He looks like a Gimp. It's definitely closest. a Gimp vibe. I really want to see like. I would love to see like a Deadpool Gimp fight. Like that would be satisfying.
I think we all want to see that.
Yeah. That's for sure. If I had to predict one person that he'll fight, it would probably either be him or I think we're going to see like Cyclops again.
Because I would love to see Cyclops. James Harden. I was watching the Mavs Clippers game last night.
Terrible Cyclops.
This might be worse than Will I Am casting.
I would love to see James Marsden again.
I mean, that's Aaron's official fan cast for the MCU. James Harden.
We've kind of joked about this, but they essentially, it's not because of this, right? But they essentially retcon all of this with
first class.
They overwrite the history where this movie existed.
Yes,
through Days of Future Past, really more than anything.
Yeah, right?
which I'm anxious to see, because like this movie.
Oh, you're frozen.
We lost Aaron.
They entered the shutdown command for Aaron. Oh, she's back.
Welcome back.
I am always like, I'm anxious to see how they deal with this, because this already is supposed to be canon and it's clearly not. So I have no idea what to expect. So
it's kind of like in the Halloween series where like,
which, yeah, they, you know me, big horror movie fan.
Well, they redid them because the Halloween stuff, you know, go too far down this road, but the Halloween stuff gets so convoluted with like, they have like cult, like druids and cults and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So when they rebooted it, they just were straight like, nothing happened after the first movie. This is a direct sequel to the first movie, essentially. And that's how you get rid of all of that. Days of Future Past basically like cuts out a whole chunk of what we've already watched.
In terms everything
of,
like, we watched so far. Yeah.
Everything that you believed was canon, we're going to overwrite because Wolverine Origins
kind of. We fucked it up. But I will say two biggest positives out of this movie are, number one, we obviously get Deadpool out of it. And number two, The only live action Gambit we've had. Like, he wasn't great, but it was cool to see Gambit throw cards and blow shit up in live action.
He's doing these dumb little twists with his little cane. Like, it just, it's nothing like what the Gambit character.
It's not.
He was too, like, Gambit is, I mean, he's like charming. He's supposed to be like a kind of Lothario, but he's also like kind of got this brute strength to him.
Yeah.
This guy, he's too small. This guy, also, he's too small.
You're also barely supposed to be able to understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
Because in like, the cartoon. He's
Boomhauer, basically.
Yeah. In the cartoon, there would be some lines like, what the hell did he just say? Like, I need to turn on the captions.
He's Brad Pitt from Snatch. Like, that's, yeah, that's exactly. Who he is. I would say that's a good thing that we finally got a live-action Gambit, Monty, but I kind of also assume that maybe one of the reasons we haven't gotten another one is because it was
because so it was that badly bad.
Screwed up here. They're like, we're not doing this again.
You might be right.
Yeah.
Okay, MC Hammer.
I think I actually share the same birthday as him.
Is MC Hammer? That's very random.
I think so. She said that just to bring up that fact. Oh,
yeah. March 30th. Yeah, I think she did. March 30th, 1962. Yep. I mean, not to the
same age, too. That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow, you guys might be twins.
We look alike.
I don't have any other notes. Do you guys have any other notes before we give this movie its double tens?
I said Darth Maul ass death for Deadpool. Where
it was a pretty Darth Maul.
You don't get to like see it, but like you see his body parts like separate as he's falling down. I said stop calling people bub because he did that to multiple people.
Blob to say Blob. Yeah, that's a comic book thing, so I'm glad they put it in here, but that's the first time they use it is just for a Blob joke.
Like, yeah, it's not delivered well.
If that's his name, what a horrible way. Like, that's what they're trying to say is how he got his name is because he misheard fucking Wolverine saying bub. What a stupid ass. Like, how fucking lame. And I have this, none of this makes any sense. I have no idea what's going on in my notes.
Pretty cohesive though. That's pretty. Yeah,
I think one of my last notes is just again conversation around shooting him, and the they say you can't stop him even with those adamantium bullets. He's like, his brain may heal, but his memories won't grow back. Like, but you still haven't stopped him.
Yeah,
he is still alive. Like you don't. And I messaged you guys while I was watching it. Like he keeps saying Stryker has just filled his body with adamantium. Just fills by the adamantium, and he's screaming like, he's like, take his head off. Like his skeleton is adamantium. You cannot.
You just gave it to him.
What right. are you talking about? Like, you can't. He's like, I'll shoot him. It won't do anything. You know this. You just made him indestructible.
It's just like, it's just, this plot makes no sense. Is like, they are like, this costs billions of dollars, and they're like, just kill him. Like, they're like, that's the only, like, it's just like, what was the point of all of this? Like, it was just, well, like, they're immediately, they had no plan. Like Monty, like you said, they were anticipating that he was gonna die. There was no plan for if he survived, because they're all just like,
yeah, like,
we don't know.
This is obviously plot armor, right?
Yeah,
but if they're doing this whole procedure, why wouldn't they just Suicide Squad style put like an explosive charge in his head, like, or somewhere, like, all right, if we really have to, we just blow them up at any point.
Well, and like they put all of this money and time into creating him. And they, as far as I know, and up until this point, he's the only person who could survive this.
Yes.
And even then, just barely. So they don't get another crack at this. If this fails, this is it that you've put all this money into. And like they hear an offhand, he hears an offhanded comment like, shoot him with that adamantium bullet, I guess. Like, that's it. It's over. You don't get another crack, but you've already spent a whole bunch of money and time. You figure they're trying to do a little bit more to either, take precautions ahead of time to kill him if it goes south, or recoup it somehow. Try to bring him back. Try to trick him a little bit more. Do whatever to bring him back in the fold. Instead of ice, he's dead. Shoot him. Just scrap the whole project.
At least we get a cool guy walking away from explosion moment.
I will say it looks so much better in the danger room in X-Men 3 than it did here. Again, this part looked green screen when he's walking away from it's almost too much. Like,
well,
it's
they literally much. Did like the same effect like 2 minutes earlier when he's on the motorcycle and explosion of the barn. Like, it's like the, like it doesn't like that's why I said they spent so much money into these like physical effects that are just like fucking pointless. It's just like trying to make it look cool, and it's like, all right.
Him shooting out of the barn and that motorcycle, everything exploded. That was from an episode of Walker, Texas Ranger. That's exactly what that looked like. It did not look like it cost as much money as it probably cost to do this.
And the slow motion walk he's got. Oh, God. My vagina just closed up. Like Deadpool's mouth. Give me such an ick.
All right, so I'm really interested to see what the scores are going to be across the board here.
God, I haven't even thought about this part.
Oh, I mean, this doesn't require much thought because I already know what I'm giving it. You guys want me to start?
Yeah, you go first then.
All right, as a standalone movie, I'm going to give this a 1. It's not good. Like, even people that don't know anything about comics know who Wolverine is, and they would go see this, and they were treated to absolute terrible cinema. Like, they're probably like, this is why I don't go see comic book movies, because they all suck. Like, and yeah, I mean, I guess as far as like superhero movie / Marvel continuity, I'll be slightly nicer because it's the only origin story of Wolverine we've gotten. I'll give it a 3, like, only because I like Wolverine and like. But I would never watch this again unless I had to for something like this. Like, this is not a movie I'm going to pick up and let's see if Origins has gotten any better. Like, no, it's never good. But for only time we've gotten on-screen Gambit, like, did you guys know we were supposed to get a Channing Tatum Gambit movie? But
yes.
That got scrapped. I thought that could have been pretty good.
I would have been down with that.
Yeah, I would have been for that. I can see that.
Yeah, so. Yeah, still the only time we've gotten Gambit. But actually, I just remembered Will.i.am and I Am is in this, so I'm taking it back to a 2.
You're talking it. Like, oh, it's a 3 because of this and this, as Will.i.am shows back up on the screen.
Like, I'm still going to do it too. So 1 and 2 for me. That's it.
Let me tell you something, Wolverine. Oh my gosh. I'm doing 1s, dude. I'm doing just straight 1s.
2 1s?
It's so bad. As a standalone movie, and that's only because I don't know if I should do 0s. Like, it's incoherent as a movie. It's poorly made for all the reasons we talked about. As far as like comic book movie, like, listen, again, they retcon this.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
It's anymore. Not relevant to anything else. And also, like, I don't know, the whole Wolverine origin story stuff. There have been, I mean, comic books that have done it well. Some of his stories have done that stuff really well. I'm fine with the flashbacks that we got in X2.
Yeah,
where he's at Lake Alkali. We get a good idea because you got Lady Deathstrike there. Like, we know what happened to him. We've got the visuals. I'm fine with that as an origin story. He doesn't need any more than that. I probably would have given it 0s if not for that opening credit scene. That's just so good. And the whole Ryan Reynolds as Wade Wilson and kind of what fell out of that. But it's not good. It's not relevant. And I don't think it adds anything whatsoever at any level to anything in the X-Men universe. The fact that Hugh Jackman still did a couple more Wolverine movies after this and was the focal point of one of the new X-Men movies is insane to me. Like, he was well within his rights to go, like, I'm done. I'm not doing this again.
Yeah.
So I'm just doing ones. It's bad and didn't even get close to getting better. Because then this is the second time I've watched this. I watched it in the theater opening night. It's like, well, maybe it's better. It's not.
It's not.
It's real bad.
It's worse than you remember. Yeah.
I am going to give it a 1 and a 2. The only reason it gets a 2 is because we got to see Ryan Reynolds shirtless.
And Hugh Jackman's butt.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the blob.
And the blob. Yeah.
For Did you say Bob?
We literally just saw that part. Blob.
I like that actor too, by the way. The guy that plays Blob, I've seen him in a bunch of stuff. He's always good. It's such a like, you. I have to say this line. I really have to say right. this line.
Like, we have to like make this a point of the plot of misunderstanding a word and just refusing to listen. It's just so fucking dumb. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, like, literally just a 2 because there are some cool scenes. And like you said, like, we get Deadpool out of this movie. So at Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool, like, specifically, so like that's really good. And there's just like a couple of really cool scenes that I like the scene of Ryan Reynolds with all the bullets and the swords in the beginning, the scene of him like I had to think about it for a second. I was like, what else? The scene of him like actually getting injected with all the animantium and something, like I said, Ant-Man, all the animantium.
You got injected with Ant-Man. You watched the wrong copy of the movie.
Yeah, sorry.
You
sorry.
That was XXXmen Origins.
Yeah. XXXmen Orgies. What's Gambit doing with that staff? Oh my god!
I want to see where the blob comes in on this.
This is. This is PG-13. Couldn't make a movie like this anymore.
But yeah, like there's just a couple of things that just like are fun. It's very little just a couple. And I think the big one is getting the Ryan Reynolds Deadpool out of it. Like, one of the best things that Marvel has ever done is Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool. So that wouldn't. May have happened without this, but may not. Who knows? So I guess we'll just say kudos to them for that. So,
yeah, I mean, across the board, not good. I mean, normally when we know we're going into watching a bad movie on this show, like, we'll still have a handful of good things to say. Less than 5 in this whole movie. Like, it's just bad.
Legitimately, and like, the opening credits are the high point.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Also, the scene, sorry, when Sabretooth like sees Cyclops, like, Cyclops is just like writing like things for detention, like Bart Simpson, and he just looks and there's a guy out the window and he starts sprinting. It's like, you don't know why this guy like is like
all he's writing is abla ablo. That's all he's writing.
Right. And he's like, he just assumes, like, he just knows that Sabretooth is there to get him. Like, I don't, like, doesn't make any sense. None of this.
It's when they come after him before, I think.
That's right. You are right.
What I thought. I thought that Cyclops was, like, getting those headaches because, like, maybe he was, like, because Professor X was, like, trying to warn him.
Oh,
because remember, he can like, he's talking to him later.
You're giving
like,
way too much fucking credit to the writing of
it. I probably am. You're probably right. Yeah. But I'm like, that could make sense, right? Because he hears him later.
Retcon, but there's no fucking. The writers way forgot that
Professor X was going to be in the movie until the day Patrick Stewart showed up on set. that's right.
We got to connect something. This somehow.
I wonder if he actually even filmed anything.
Listen, that was video game ass Patrick Stewart.
Right, that's what I mean. I'm not
convinced he was there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think he just recorded the lines.
It was the Rogue One Leia thing where they're just like, let's get an actor and we'll just put his face over another actor.
And you know what would have been better? They do the shot where they show
a lot
like,
of things would have been
better. Where they show like they just do the shot over his shoulder. You can see like the outline
don't
of
show
like,
his face.
That he's bald. Yeah. Yeah. Don't show his face. His voice is way recognizable by now.
We all know. We know who this is.
We know it's him. Like, they should have just done that shot. It would have been way better because as soon as they show his face, it completely takes you out of it. Yeah, and you're like, well, they ended it on the worst note possible.
I love the idea of walking out of the movie and going, Boy, I wish I knew who that the back of that bald head was. They didn't tell us. How am I supposed to know who that was?
Well, I'm in for the sequel to find out who the hell that was. I know that.
Yeah, I mean, and that's one of the things that's kind of a bummer about this movie is they clearly had more plans for origin movies. Like, why would you name it like X-Men Origins : Wolverine?
If right, yeah, it was supposed to be a series.
Which is kind of a bummer because that could have been a really fun series to explore. They just butchered it.
You could have built up the next X-Men series. You could have brought in the lesser characters. You build up Gambit next, who is like the character everyone loves from the comics and from the cartoon. You build that up. You build up Kitty Pryde, who we joked about in all the other X-Men movies. You give Kitty Pryde an actual character. You bring these up that like are kind of these legendary characters, and once people know that have not got a lot of screen time, throw Colossus in there. And then you've got like your next X-Men movie. Now you've got five new characters that you know all about because you built them up, and now you're good to go. And instead they bungled the one character everyone knows so badly, they never made another one.
Right. Now it's just this weird solo movie.
All right, well, we did it. We made it through this. Mm-hmm. We are braver than the troops for watching this movie and talking about it. So we get to move on next week to, I think we're still recording next week, right? I mean, I know we got NFL draft stuff, but that's already going to, that's tomorrow. So we should be clear by next week. So we're going to watch we're going to be talking about another good X-Men movie, X-Men First Class.
So excited.
It's one I've seen at least 4 or 5 times. I've lost count by this point, but I will always watch it if I catch it on TV. So I'm excited to watch it and talk about it with you guys. Aaron, is this one you've seen or you haven't?
Nope, I have not seen any of these.
Okay.
This series. Is fun. So,
yeah, so you're reaping the rewards of
after I'm paying for my crimes.
After sitting through X3 and then X-Men Origins, like you get to watch.
Yeah.
What it is, in my opinion, I know Dusty and I disagree on this. First Class is my favorite, and then X2. You're watching.
I go. X2 is a pretty clear favorite, but First Class is my number two. Like First Class, when I first saw, like the first time I saw, it was like, okay, all right, they're doing this right. Like they know what they're doing.
And because it was after this, I was expecting them like that they were gonna botch it. Mm-hmm. I was like, they're gonna fuck this up. But it's really good. So I'm excited for you to see it for the first time, and I'm excited to talk about it next week. So we will talk to you guys then.